Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to H2O Innovation's extraordinary conference call announcing the acquisition of Genesis. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, et bienvenue à l'appel conférence exceptionnelle d'H2O Innovation annonçant l'acquisition de Genesis. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for your questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star followed by zero for operator assistance at any time. Cet appel se déroulera en anglais, mais n'hésitez pas à poser vos questions en français. Before turning the meeting over to management, please be advised that this conference call will contain statements that could be forward-looking and subject to a number of risks and uncertainties and could cause the actual results to differ materially from those anticipated. I would like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded today, October 28th, 2019 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I will now turn the conference over to your hosts, Monsieur Frédéric Ducret and Marc Blanchette. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Yes, hi, thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Marc Blanchette. I'm CFO of H2 Innovation. This call will be held in English, but I would like to say a few words in French before we begin. Bonjour, bon après-midi à tous. Dans un premier temps, j'aimerais vous remercier d'assister à cet appel et vous aviser que même si l'appel se tiendra en anglais, nous répondrons aux questions qui seront posées en français dans la seconde partie de l'appel. Pour faciliter le suivi de l'appel, je vous invite à télécharger la présentation sur notre site internet h2oinnovation.com dans la section investisseurs. Before we begin, I invite you to download a copy of today's presentation from the investors section of our website at h2innovation.com. Over the course of today's call, we'll be discussing the announcement made earlier regarding the execution of a binding agreement pursuant to which H2O Innovation will acquire Genesis Holding Limited. We will also discuss the equity offering by way of short-form prospectus and the concurrent private placement that we're jointly announcing today. Today's call should last about 30 minutes. And Frédéric Ducret will be doing the presentation. Frédéric is the President and CEO of H2O Innovation. So before I hand over the call to Frédéric, please take a moment to read the disclaimer on page 2 of the presentation, the caution regarding forward-looking statement on page 3 and 4, and the financial matters section on page 5 of the presentation. I now hand over the call to Frédéric Ducret.
Thank you, Mark. We are pleased and very excited to present you this opportunity which will enable us to transform H2O Innovation's profile and financial performance. As you can see on page 6, we are looking to acquire Genesis Group, a market leader in the development and manufacturing of specialty chemicals for membrane filtration applications. The company, founded in 2001, currently employs 18 people and has developed a wide range of products with proven chemistry for various applications, including notably the mining sector. Much like our specialty chemicals company, PWT, acquired back in 2009, Genesis product mix is mostly composed of antiscalants at 72% and specialty cleaners at 22%. These products are manufactured in a 15,000 square feet facility located in Cheshire, just outside of Manchester in UK. Their products are distributed in nearly 70 countries through a large international distribution network of 67 independent distributors. Due to the nature of the products manufactured and distributed, their revenues are recurrent highly. On slide number 7, we can see how Genesis has evolved over the last 2 years. On a last 12-month basis, as of June 30th, 2019, we can observe that revenue has increased while adjusted EBITDA has slightly decreased. This decline can be explained by sudden price increase associated with certain raw materials. Usually, cost fluctuations, such as the one I mentioned, are mitigated by an increase in the retail price of finished goods. However, this has yet to occur. Such pricing adjustments are expected to take place usually at the beginning of the next calendar year. Given the evolution of the revenue observed in this chart, it is our opinion that the acquisition of Genesis represents an attractive opportunity. As many of you know, Genesis has been for sale for 2 years now. As a result, I believe this may have caused uncertainty among the staff and thus contributed to revenue stagnation observed since 2018. We believe these opportunities represent an ideal scenario, as we have seen in previous acquisitions. While existing shareholders have grown more risk-averse, we believe the combination with our management teams will allow us to grow rapidly. The acquisition rationale represented on slide number 8 is ambitious but definitely achievable. The combination of PWT and Genesis will allow us to become a major supplier of specialty chemicals for membrane applications. Our combined portfolio of products will be sold using one of the largest distribution network in the industry and supported by a team of seasoned experts. The merger will also enable us to manufacture products on two different locations in order to optimize our cost structure, thus reducing freight costs and lead time. Overall, the acquisition will allow us to gain market share and better serve our existing and future customers. Moving on to slide number 9. Our first objective as a combined company, combining PWT and Genesis, will be to develop a strong and well-diversified portfolio of products. Our innovative and green chemistry using the Dendrimer polymer manufactured by PWT in California, combined with the proven phosphonate technology developed under the Genesis brand, will allow us to create a unique product line spanning a wide range of applications made possible by our team of chemists and membrane experts. Our second objective is to optimize product distribution. As we can see on slide number 10, not only will this acquisition be a catalyst for the development of unique product portfolio, but it will also allow us to penetrate new geography. The merger will allow us to leverage one of the largest distribution of specialty chemicals distributors. On a combined basis, PWT and Genesis products will be distributed by approximately 100 distributors located in more than 80 countries. As you can see by looking at the map, there is a minimal overlap between both distribution networks. As a matter of fact, the combination of both networks is complementary, given the geography origin of revenue displayed on this slide. Where one product line is well distributed, the other one is weak, and vice versa. Finally, our third objective is to optimize our global manufacturing capabilities. Slide number 11 illustrates our intention to expand and leverage the manufacturing capabilities of both the California and the UK facilities. Such diversification will reduce freight costs, delivery time, and the risk of manufacturing interruptions, all in the effort to better serve our customers. Our new global manufacturing platform will also allow us to optimize our export strategy by reducing exposure to commercial tariffs being between different jurisdictions such as the US and China, for example. Now let's review and discuss the financial benefits of this merger. Looking at slide number 13, we can see how the merger will allow us to scale up the business, both in terms of revenues and EBITDA performance. I want to highlight the fact that we'll be increasing the amount of revenue generated by specialty products from 21% to 28% of the total consolidated revenues. Specialty products generate recurring revenues of a higher gross profit margin than the other business pillars. Therefore, this acquisition will increase H2O's innovation adjusted EBITDA margin from 6.1% as of June 30, 2019, to 8% on a pro forma basis. On slide number 14, we would like to highlight Genesis financial performance. With 90% recurring revenue, the addition of Genesis will continue to de-risk our business and increase the predictability of our cash flow. On a pro forma basis, close to 78% of the revenue will be recurring by nature now. Furthermore, on a standalone basis, Genesis has a gross profit margin of 55%. Now, looking at June 30th, 2019, H2O Innovation Specialty Products gross profit margin stood at 41%. So, on a pro forma basis, the gross profit margin of the Specialty Products Group increased from 41% to 45%, and will contribute now to 49% of the overall gross profit margin of the entire company. Therefore, the acquisition strengthened the gross profit margin and the EBITDA margin profile of H2O Innovation. Through our due diligence process and during the elaboration of our integration plan, we have identified close to $670,000 of cost and revenue synergies that can be realized and captured within 18 months from the closing. On the cost synergy front, we believe our global manufacturing strategy presented earlier will enable us to reduce our tariff exposure and enable us to manufacture certain products, notably the cleaners, on a more competitive basis. We intend to transfer or expand part of our manufacturing of PWT specialty chemicals to the UK facility. This will result in the elimination of tariffs on our exports to China, for example. Furthermore, we will terminate Genesis warehouse lease in the US and store products in our current American facility. We will also shift manufacturing of PWT cleaners to one of Genesis suppliers in the UK, instead of manufacturing exclusively in California, for example. We also aim at combined sales team to reduce some selling expenses, such as conferences and trade shows that we are both attending as before competitors and now will be doing in one single company. In a similar fashion, some support functions such as finance and IT will be also integrated, resulting into further cost savings. The combination of insurance policy will also result into savings. On the sales side, we believe that our strong presence in North America will facilitate the sale of Genesis specialty products in the mining sector. Genesis has a chemistry developed specially for this particular sector. Moreover, Genesis' large distribution network will now have the capacity to distribute PWT's unique chemistry, resulting into cross-selling opportunities. As explained earlier, PWT chemistry is a distinctive chemistry, while Genesis has more conventional chemistry. Some customers of H2O and PWT might be reluctant to purchase PWT specialty chemicals. Therefore, having the opportunity now to offer them a more conventional chemistry should generate or could generate additional sales. Once combined, our sales team will have a better capacity to go after large desalination plants as well, representing important quality of chemicals used on a daily basis. Piedmont, for example, which is one of our other product line in H2O Innovation, is a very active player in the desalination industry, especially in the Middle East and North Africa region, where the biggest desalination plants in the world are currently being built and is involved as a supplier of specialty equipment to those large mega desalination plants. Although Genesis already has a great penetration in the MENA region, our intention is to leverage H2O and Piedmont positioning to introduce Genesis chemicals to larger projects. We want to combine Piedmont's positioning with Genesis' reputation. Here's an interesting market data from GWI, the Global Water Intelligence Agency. In the next 5 years, the chemical spend per day for seawater reverse osmosis on mega desalination plants to be built is expected to increase by $543,000 per day. Only 1% of this will represent $2 million of specialty chemical sales per year for us. Finally, we will try to replicate what we did in the past following the acquisition of Itasca, for example, in 2008, where we have been able to convert existing customers buying conventional chemistry to innovative dendrimer-based chemistry. This product substitution will, when possible, enables us to improve our gross margin profile. Now let's look at the transaction overview at page 16. H2O Innovation will acquire Genesis Holding Limited for a total consideration of £16.95 million on a cash-free and debt-free basis, representing a multiple of 9.3 times the adjusted EBITDA on a last 12-month basis as of June 30, 2019. The purchase price is subject to customary working capital adjustment as of the closing date. The purchase price represents an amount of $28.39 million Canadian payable in cash and in full at closing. H2O Innovation intends to finance this acquisition through an equity offering of at least $22 million Canadian and an additional $12 million Canadian in long-term secured debt. Following the acquisition, employment agreements will be executed with three key employees: one, the managing director; second, the production manager; and third, the sales manager. Also, the two main shareholders agreed to a three-year non-compete and non-solicitation agreement. Moving to slide number 17, we are showing the $22 million equity offering in detail. Each sub-receipt will entitle the holder to receive one unit of the corporation comprised of one common share and one half warrant, exercisable price to be determined by the corporation. These warrants will have a term of 24 months after closing of the offering. The underwriters will have an option to purchase up to an additional $1 million, the securities issued under the public offering, and the issue price at the time of the period of the 30 days following the offering. Concurrently with the public offering, the corporation will issue at the offer price sub-received from Treasury on a private placement basis to certain institutional investors for an aggregated gross proceed of $8 million. So these are already existing insider as part of the shareholder basis. The net proceed from the offering will be used by the corporation to fund the Genesis acquisition. The common shares of the corporation are listed on the TSXV under the symbol HEO. The corporation will apply to list the sub-receipt, the common shares underlying the units issuable on conversion of the sub-receipt, as well as the common shares to be issued upon the exercise of the warrant underlying units. Subject to satisfying minimal distribution requirements for the warrant, HUO may also apply to list the warrant on the TSXV as well. The offering basis is an overnight marketed public offering eligible for sale in all provinces of Canada and private placement to the U.S. via the Rule 144A. The book runners are Desjardins Capital Markets and Canaccord Genuity Corp. Moving to slide number 18, with this transaction, H2O will become one of the largest network of distributors for membrane specialty chemicals, with U.S. and U.K. manufacturing capabilities. We expect to enter new geographies and deliver a broader suite of products and solutions. Therefore, the acquisition increases gross profit margin and recurring revenues of H2O Innovation, as well as delivering immediate accretion to adjusted EBITDA and net earnings before acquisition costs. I will now pass it back to the operator for the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press the pound key. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, as a reminder to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Gabriel Leung from Beacon Securities. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions, and congrats on the pending transaction. Couple of things. So first, you talked about it obviously during the during your commentary, but maybe just to remind us again: is there any product and end customer overlap between the two companies right now? That's my first question.
Okay. So on the distribution, because we're selling these products to distributors, so that's what we're referring to customers. One of the reasons why we have been attracted to this transaction is the minimal overlap that exists in both geographies and the number of distributors. So again, referring to map number 10 or the slide number 10, you see that where PWT is strong, Genesis is weak, and where Genesis is really strong, PWT has very low presence. So we believe that there will be minimal attrition because of this minimal overlap that we have between the different customers. And I believe that through proper integration, we can sort out, you know, if there is any overlap in given territories, we can sort it out through agreement between the distributors by sorting out, you know, territories or market application specialty or such thing.
And in terms of the product range, Go ahead.
So on the product range, well, we're both, you know, manufacturing antiscalants and cleaners. This is for sure. However, the chemistry being so different makes it like two different product lines. We believe that we'll have the best of the two worlds. A portfolio of chemistry very innovative combined to a proven chemistry altogether. Not only, you know, we'll expand the portfolio by adding more products, but we will eventually generate and develop new products combining the two chemistries, enabling us to capture and attack a wider range of application into different water treatment.
Gotcha. And with the with the enhanced sales and technical support in the UK and Europe, are there any plans to also offer your existing services or to get into other services outside of North America as well? So I'm thinking projects and O&M. Is there any thoughts around expanding into those regions for those product offerings?
No, not for now. I mean, the project, the first and the third business pillar, so the projects and the O&M is really addressed to the North American market, U.S. and Canada for now.
Gotcha. That's it for my questions. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Gabrielle.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. I turn the call back over to the presenters.
Good. Well, thank you very much for attending the call today. The presentation will be available on our website as well as the script of the presentation. Thank you all for attending, and feel free to address any questions you have. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.